let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Finished Business, Taking Care of a Loved One with a Terminal Illness by Donald Galer, is a deeply moving, real-life love story. The relationship was going through a tough time, but when his wife was diagnosed with brain cancer, they learned to love each other once again. Donald worked with hospice, their physicians, to do everything that was best for her, and after she died, those left behind had to heal. Donald teaches composition, nonfiction writing, and the teaching of writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. His research interests focus on learning beyond the cognitive and its application to the classroom. He's recipient of the 2008 Teacher of the Year Award. Donald Galer, author of Finished Business, Taking Care of a Loved One with a Terminal Illness, is our guest on This Week in America. Donald, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
This is a very important book that I'm sure is helping so many people and probably helping you as well. Why did you decide to write this book, Finished Business?
The main reason I wrote it was I needed to let go and move on with my life. Taking care of my late wife for that period of time, those 17 months, took over everything in my life. And after she passed away, I found myself living in the past, not in the present. So letting go of the past by writing the book worked for me. I was able to move on with my life. That's why I wrote the book.
The book is Finished Business, Taking Care of a Loved One with Terminal Illness by Donald Galer. That's G-A-L-L-E-H-R. We'll give you all the information where the book's available and where you can order it as well as we go through our conversation here today. What do you hope the takeaway is from others who read this book? I'm reading the reviews and so many people have gone through similar situations. They admire what you've done, inspired by it, and it's helped them get through the grieving process as well.
I think that this book will show other people that it will serve as a model for others. In other words, if they see what I did, they'll be able to do it too, and they'll be able to let go of the event that they had, and then they'll be able to move on with their life and live in the present. So I hope that's what...
Well, in reading the reviews, that's exactly what it does. Was there a book like this for you as you were going through this process, or could you have used your book, Finished Business, at that time?
I could have used it, and I did not have one. I kept a journal, but I did not have a book that I read that did that for me.
You mentioned the 17 months that you had with Diana. Talk about that, and does this book celebrate those precious 17 months you had together?
Yes, it does. When I was taking care of her, I was keeping a journal, not because I was taking care of her, but because I'd been keeping a journal for years. And a journal was a way for me to stay in the present. And it also helped me to take care of her. So doing that during those last 17 months of her life showed me what she did in facing death. And it also helped me to live in the present and taking care of her in a really good way. So I hope that my book will serve as a model for others who are undergoing similar circumstances.
Yeah, the book is Finished Business, Taking Care of a Loved One with a Terminal Illness. Donald Galer is the author and our guest on the program. That's G-A-L-L-E-H-R if you're Googling. Book, of course, available Amazon, the usual places, urlinkpublishing.com as well. That information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We'll mention throughout the course of the program today. There were so many others that helped you as you were going through the 17-month process, helped you and Diana through this. What impact do you think this book is having on those people as well that I'm sure are going through a grieving process as well?
Well, I'll read a paragraph that I wrote in, that I published in the book that I had written in my journal. During that period, I was taking care of her. And what I wrote in my journal was, last night, early this morning, Diana asked me what had made me stop laughing. She meant in our relationship. I told her that it was my selfishness, greed, and pettiness. Actually, it was because of my anger. I didn't grow up in time to appreciate her. But she didn't either. This had been a blessed time for both of us. I am learning to stay in the present. The present is bearable and actually quite pleasant. So that's what I wrote in my journal.
The book is so powerful. Finished Business, Taking Care of a Loved One with a Terminal Illness. One review says this is one of the sweetest, most heartwarming, and real-life romances I've ever read. If I have a loved one with a terminal illness, I strongly urge you, if you have a loved one with a terminal illness, I strongly urge you to get this book, book available wherever books are sold, Amazon, for example. You are Link Publishing, the publisher, as well, and we'll give you that information. What relationship do you have with your late wife? Talk about that.
I still have a very close relationship with her. She is on the other side, of course, but we are in contact with each other on a regular daily basis. And I thought that was just unique between her and me. But when I talked with my children are also in touch with her, and she's in touch with them. So she's staying on the other side until I pass away, and then after that, she'll introduce me to the other side, and then she'll come back here.
What is impact has this book had on Diana, then, do you think? Obviously aware of what you're writing. What impact has it had on her?
I think it gives her a chance to have continuing relationships with her family, her friends and relatives. So I think that keeps her in touch with us. So I'm really glad that she's able to do that.
Yeah, you mentioned with the children and still in touch as well. Talk about that and how important that has been for the children to get through this process.
I think it's been very important. What it does is it keeps them in touch with a person who is one of the most important people in their lives. And it also gives them knowledge and depth to live their lives now. So I think that's really important for them.
With us on the program is Donald Galer. That's G-A-L-L-E-H-R. The book is Finished Business, Taking Care of a Loved One with a Terminal Illness. Information availability, of course, going through our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Link on to the Amazon page and get information. Order the book there as well. As you were writing the book, going back, reading it, now sharing the message with so many people, do you look back and see anything that you would do differently now?
Yes. I think living in the present is something that her terminal illness taught me. And it's something that when I did it, I was in the present with her and I had a very powerful relationship with her. So I think that's the biggest lesson I learned from my experience of taking care of her for those 17 months. To take care of somebody like that, you have to live in the present. And it brought me into a relationship with her that was very powerful and wonderful, helpful.
And that comes across as you read the book, Finished Business. You start, I think the first chapter is like two kids in a treehouse as Diana's going through all that she is going through and suffering physically as she was going through this. The relationship that you had, you talk about spending hours together, talking, laughing, taking care of each other. Talk about the importance of that and how that helped you get through both of your attitudes in taking care of each other.
Being in the present with each other, being in the same room and talking to each other, and not talking, not being in the past or being in the future, being right there in the present, that enables you to have a relationship that is beneficial to both of you. And that's the thing that her illness forced on both of us. And by living in the present, we were able to have a really strong relationship.
In the beginning of the book, the dedication you do to those who take care of themselves and others. Let's talk about both aspects, themselves and others. How important is that for the caregiver, in your case, what you were taking care of and providing for Diana? And Diana and the others involved, how important is it? I guess if you sort of sum up, one of the important messages in your book is taking care of each other.
And that it is. Yep. That it's love. It's a relationship. It's being in the present. It's doing all those things that are bringing really wonderful things to your lives and to your relationship.
As you go through that, there are so many challenges, ups and downs that you talk about in the book. Heartbreak, you think maybe you're making some progress, there would be a downturn. How do you handle that? How challenging was that to get through those periods where the news was just not good and it was you were heading into some difficult times?
Some of those experiences were heartbreaking. But after a while, the being in the present with each other gave each of us so many rewards that it was well worth doing, and we realized that. So we both benefited from it, and we learned how to be in the present and how to have a very strong relationship.
So many times you hear is someone is going through this and immediate family member, spouse in many cases, are you're presented with testing alternatives, and that's a chapter in your book, and you talk about that. Talk about sort of the mindset in going in and understanding the reality of the situation. Sometimes testing alternatives can be a positive. Sometimes it can be a negative. How do you juggle that?
Well, that's one of the things that being in the present shows you how to do.
Yes.
You can spend time with each other in the moment that's right in front of you, and that benefits both of you. And that's something that you both realize and you both do it at the same time.
The book we're talking about by Donald Galer, our guest on the program, that's G-A-L-L-E-H-R, book available wherever books are sold, Amazon, urlinkpublishing.com. The title of the book is Finished Business, Taking Care of a Loved One with a Terminal Illness. Talk about the decision on hospice and how important hospice was to both of you, Diana, as well as yourself.
It was something that at the time, I wasn't sure it was the right thing to do, but after a while, when I talked to the people in the hospice, and they sent people to our house here where Diana was, I still had my full-time teaching job. And so there were times when somebody had to be in the house to take care of her.
Yes.
And also those people were people who could give us really strong advice on what to do. And they had the experience that we benefited from. So they were wonderful. They brought knowledge and warmth and love to the whole situation. So I strongly recommend them.
One of the chapters in the book, you talk about things spiritual. It's an interesting topic. Talk about that and why spirituality was an important part of getting through this.
The spiritual part of this is the part that is right there in front of us. The physical part is right there, and it's pretty obvious, but you can't get the physical part done well without the spiritual part being also part of it. The spiritual part is the part that allows your soul to be part of what you're doing. And you listen to each other's souls as well as listen to each other's bodies and each other's emotions and hearts. So all those things matter. And the spiritual life is part of everybody's daily life.
Yes.
And knowing how to deal with it is one of the best things you can do.
At the closing of the book, you have a chapter about after death, and this is so important when it's over, and you see people handle that in different ways. Talk about after death and how you try to pull life back together here, same time retaining that relationship as you've done with Diana. How difficult was after death for you?
It was very difficult. I really missed her and wanted her back in my daily life. But I also needed to let go of all those things and let go of that desire. I needed to be in my life and in the present. And after a while, being in the present was something I was able to do even after she had passed away. And that allowed me to then move on with my life, which I'm sure she is very happy that I did. She helped me to do it, and she was very happy that I did the something that she would have wanted me to do.
A minute or so left here. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned at the time you were going through a difficult period in the relationship, as so many couples go through. It's inevitable you will hit those periods. Then you're smacked with the reality of the situation, which is your wife has cancer. Talk about that, and maybe you can help people through those rough patches. And when you look back, what you probably created the rough patch in the beginning was really sort of inconsequential when you compare it to what you're about to lose or the possibility of losing something. How important is it to get through those periods of our lives where we go through those rough patches, put it behind us, and again, live in the moment?
That is very, very important. Living in the moment is what brings us the very things that we need in order to make our lives the best that they can be. If you live in the past, you can do that for a moment, but you can't on a regular basis. And if you live in the present wishing something was different, you can't do that and not have it have a negative impact. All those things can be brief, but then you have to move on by being in the present.
Are you working on another book? Not necessarily this topic, but another book. I mentioned the distinguished background you have in teaching at the university. Are you working on another book?
I did write another book, and it's called Be Gentle. And it's about many of the things that I learned from taking care of Diana and how I was able to live in the present because of that. So the book, it's called Be Gentle, and it's out there.
And you can find that book, of course, at Amazon and by Googling. Our guest on the program has been Donald Galehr. That's G-A-L-L-E-H-R. Book available at Amazon. The book's available at Amazon, urlinkpublishing.com, all of the usual places. And you can link on to all of that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Donald, a pleasure having you on the program. By you sharing your story, you're helping so many people, either going through similar circumstances, may in the future, or just getting through a rough spot in a relationship now, to learn how to focus on the present and take advantage of this precious gift that we have. Thank you for being with us and sharing the story on today's program.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Donald Galehr, that's G-A-L-L-E-H-R. The book is Finished Business, Taking Care of a Loved One with a Terminal Illness. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.